With recent suicides tied to mass shootings, what can the media do to mitigate suicide contagion? It's a serious issue that we'll be tackling on this edition of Behind the Media. I'm Dan Lothian.
And I'm Jimmy Young.
We find the interesting in media so you don't have to go searching for it. Like us on Facebook, use the hashtag Behind the Media to engage with us on Twitter, and listen on iTunes, iHeartRadio, and the CLNS Media Network. Today's episode is powered by Away. Thoughtful standards for modern travel. Away makes suitcases for the way we all travel with features like an ejectable TSA-approved battery or built-in front pocket, and they come in a range of colors and styles and materials that suit your travel needs. For $20 off a suitcase, visit awaytravel.com and enter promo code CLNS. So, Jimmy, as you pointed out, we've talked about suicides on the show a number of months ago. But unfortunately, it's in the news again. It's a conversation that people are having, and what's sad about this? I mean, oftentimes when you're having discussions around suicide, I mean, it's always a difficult, tragic situation. But it is usually kind of okay. This person committed suicide. They had their own sort of isolated problems, and then this is how they ended up, you know, resolving it, if you will. In this case, it's tragedy on top of tragedy. There are these mass shootings that have occurred at schools, and now in recent weeks we've the father of a Sandy Hook shooting victim committed suicide. Then two students who survived last year's shooting at Parkland, Florida, have died. One definitely by suicide. The other one apparently of suicide. And so, you know, we obviously aren't experts here to delve into sort of all the reasons behind suicides. We know that this survivor's guilt is a thing that often, you know, causes some to take their own lives after an event like this. But the point we wanted to focus on is the role of the media in this and how we cover it and whether or not we may be adding to the problem by the way that we cover these stories.
It's by far the most challenging subject, and I would expect that in every journalism school they should have at least a class on this, if not a unit on it, because it's one of the most tragic things that can happen in anyone's life. I'm sorry. And if it's touched my family, and it's like it's difficult.
Right. And it used to be that for lack of a better term, the easy way to deal with it, which was for years when I was in local news, is you just didn't cover suicides.
Right. No, that was the rule.
Don't talk about it. You don't talk about it at all.
We think it's a suicide, so it's not a story.
Exactly.
He was walking on the train tracks.
Exactly.
And he jumped in front of the train.
Right.
Okay.
And
I think you know what that shows? That shows human sensitivity.
Right.
This is a very difficult subject.
Right.
For
and you don't, and I think there was also this thinking that, you don't want to glorify something like that because it potentially could lead someone else to do it just based on
right.
a story.
And that's what all this is about.
And that's the whole contagion thing, which according to experts, that is a real thing.
It is a real thing.
You know?
There's no doubt. And you know, because it's happened too often for it not to be considered a real thing.
Right, right.
And one of the things that this little article that we were talking about or whatever, and one of these experts, and by the way, 1-800-273-TALK, that's TALK. That's the National Suicide Prevention.
Right.
And
that's
the job of the media.
Out there. Right.
The idea of the media is, you know what? You're human. We are flawed beings. We suffer from depression. We suffer from elation sometimes. The last 7 days, as you know, difficult for me.
Yeah.
But it's been happy difficult.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Happy,
yeah.
happy, happy. And so my emotions are all over the place. But it's when you see something and you see someone who's not right.
Right.
And you're,
there's something going on.
Something's
yeah.
going on. Are you all right? Do you know what's going on? What's bothering you? You don't seem to be the same happy person you
right.
always are, or whatever it is. Ask a friend. Don't be afraid to share your feelings. Men have a lot of problems with this, Dan, and have for years because, you know, back in the day, the WW2 guys, they were tough. They wouldn't talk about any of the things that they, horrors that they saw of war.
Right, right.
Well, war's a pretty bad thing, man. And the fact that they had to live through it and then raise me, that's a tough thing, man. I'm sorry. I get it.
Well,
that's why they
And the war has nothing to do with that.
The greatest, that's right. No, well, it was an ongoing skirmish, actually.
No, but, you bring up an excellent point in that we, as opposed to just covering the event, and or covering the way that someone took their lives. And I think that's the criticism sometimes of, about the media's coverage of it, is that we, oh, you know, they used a gun and they blew people, you know, blew off their head, or they asphyxiate, whatever. We give the gory details of how it happened.
Right.
So that's one of the things that I think. But in addition to that, you're right. We're not having a conversation around suicide. We cover the story, but every time we cover the story, we should be providing more context to it.
What's the question that comes up immediately? We talked about the how question.
Right.
It's not the how question. It's the why, question.
Why? Yeah.
And
why?
That is, you know, why did this happen? This kid had all
they had everything going for them.
Everything.
Yeah.
He shouldn't have any worries in the world. And yet, you know what? That's not fair, because teenagers have worries. Right. Their worries are different than they're adults in their lives.
And it may be not even a big deal from our perspective, but to them,
it's their world.
It's their world.
It's their world and their life. Yeah. And getting young people to talk, it's another reason why I'm big on, you know what I'm big on, another reason to talk to your kids.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
And that's, you know, talk about it. Just create the communication line. Open it up, you know? And there's no right or wrong about your feelings.
Right.
Boy, did I learn that one in this relationship. Wow, well, that was a good one for me, because it's a, this is just how I feel. And
right.
I go, okay, I respect how you feel. You know, that, so that's it. And again.
And we're talking about teens here,
yep.
who are mostly vulnerable to these kinds of things. And again, this contagion issue isn't necessarily the, you know, like one of the things that experts tend to point out is that it isn't just one thing that typically pushes you over the edge. Someone who commits suicide, there's sort of deeper, darker things going on. And then a tragic event happens in their life.
They call that
and
a then trigger, that, I believe.
Right. And then that's what does it. But where it can impact is when, for example, in this particular case, where you do have someone who commits suicide from a particular school that you attended to, and you also lost someone, and you're seeing the news reports of, oh, wow, this happened, and this is the reason they did it, because they were feeling like life was hopeless or whatever. And so then they look at why, how someone decided to exit, and they look in the mirror, and they see that.
Right.
And so that's, again, I'm not saying that, you know, reporters cause these things. No, that's not the conversation we're having.
No,
here.
And in fact, I think the media now and the reporters have a role to share information like the suicide hotline.
Right.
To share the information of how do you find out about someone? Ask how they are doing.
Right.
Are you sure? Are you okay? I mean, there's nothing wrong with that.
Right. Look, it is, as in all things, when we're covering them and they have to do with sensitive issues, we need to not cover them for the sake of coverage, not cover them to make, you know, a big splash headlines, you know, because you get clicks or
right.
you get ratings. When you're dealing with something like this, you need to, even if it's boring coverage of the information you have to provide, I think you have to double down on the boring, with the hope that it will prevent someone from taking their own lives or will help someone get help, right?
You never know who's listening at that time or watching at that time. And if you can save one life, you've done God's work.
If you like this episode, we'd love to hear from you. Any ideas or advice, we're always ears. Drop us a line at info@littlepartmedia.com. You can also like us on Facebook or use the hashtag #BehindTheMedia to engage with us on Twitter.